Yep. We'd all be in trouble if they weren't watching over us, wouldn't we? Well, we piped in a speaker for everyone this evening. Cost me a lot of money to bring the speaker in. I'm not pushing, but, you know, instead of taking the short trip, because she liked the airplane ride and the boat trips and everything that took to get her here, she's been traveling, and I've had to pay for all those miles that she put on to get here. And I'm not sure it's the person we sent for or not, because how would I know? So if she comes up here, and if you're new here for the first time, if you recognize her, let me know, would you? No, this is somebody everybody loves. It's our your and my Yolanda.
Yay! Yes, I'm Yolanda, and I am happy to be here. It's always amazing how, you know, we get chosen to be speakers. We're not like grand speakers. We don't go to school and all of that kind of stuff to learn how to speak here. So when the fickle finger comes and it hits me on the head from Millie's tippy toe of her hand, how can you get tippy toe in a hand? I don't know. Then I get to talk. So I just want to say that all the comments and opinions and thoughts that I give here today, not necessarily is shared by the board of directors, all right? Want to protect our church. Okay. As you know, I have a daughter who has cancer, and she has the rare form of cancer. She has that 20% of breast cancer that women get, not just the regular breast cancer. That's my iris. And the prayer project that everyone has made of Iris, the consolidation of conscious God minds, really does work. You know, it just takes one extra prayer to tilt that lever for miracles to happen. And now Iris is doing very well. It's been about 10 months. Thank you. Since I got a lot of chills on that. It's been about 10 months since she's been pinched, progged, you know, taken blood out and all that stuff. And she's taken on a personal trainer because she wants to get her life back. Now, her oncologist said, Iris, you know, your bones are brittle. Be careful. But Iris says she can do it, and I know that Iris can. So I'm really grateful for that. In December, we lost Iris's dad, and she took that, like, really, really hard. But in every seemingly difficult situation, there's an equal and positive force that works for your benefit, always. It's like the talk that was given on Sunday, that the darkness is just the absence of light. So when a seemingly negative situation, by my standards in a human imperfect being, seems to be negative, it's just in the absence of positive, and it's a matter of perception. So when those things get me down and I get really tied up in self-pity and stuff, I just turn that over to a power greater than myself, which I choose to call God, because in God's eyes and things, everything is on track. And he's the one that knows my heart's desire, what filters through my kidneys and my head, knows my spirit, gave me life, and I'll be going home one of these days. So with that, I feel very, very confident. The thought patterns here in the church have been to the point where in so-called death, there is just a simple crossing over. We leave our body behind, kind of like an old Macy's suit. It doesn't fit anymore, right? But you don't go shopping for another body, per se. But I look at it like a Macy's suit. You just kind of put it away, and then the spirit pops out and goes on. And we can still communicate from earth to spirit world, which is pretty amazing when you stop to think about it. You, as humans, can have conversations with God. The answers will come when you ask a question if you stay quiet enough to listen to it. For me, when the answers come and I don't want to agree with them, and I start to say, oh, I'm so confused. Oh, what am I going to do? I just don't know what to do. I really do know what to do. I just don't want to hear the answer. So I say I'm confused as an excuse, but I'm never really confused. I'm lagging and dragging. Yes, I've been traveling a lot, and I've been having lots of fun now that my iris is doing better. And recently, I took a trip to New Mexico with my friend Eva. She has a darling aunt, Mabel. Oh my gosh, what else, what other name would she have, right? Aunt Mabel. And we call her Miss May sometimes. And she's really adorable. She plugs into all those TV programs, Wheel of Fortune, all that. I don't even watch TV, but I'm watching TV with Aunt Mabel and trying to fit in and figure out all those things. And we got a trip out to the ranch. She has a ranch, a 750-acre ranch, right? Something like that. And it's really, really, really beautiful. It was a very spiritual experience for me. I didn't even know how stuck in the city I was until I went out to that ranch. I hadn't gone barefooted in years. Years. And just tonight, because it's been so hot, Crystal, she's a body therapist. I don't know where she's at. There she is. She says, if you take off your shoes and go in the backyard and put your feet in the grass, you'll cool down. So I did that, and I cooled down. And at the ranch, I was walking around barefooted as well. It was really fun because I don't camp, you know. It never made any sense to leave my comfy bed for a sleeping bag, you know, on the floor, not even the floor, on the ground. And we were on the ground, and there was a campfire going on, and I'm sleeping, and I am shocked that I am sleeping. But the air is so crisp, and I'm so cozy, I'm asleep. And then Miss Eva over here, Yolanda, Yolanda, and I wake up, I don't know where I'm at, and I look up through these cottonwood trees, and she goes, look, there's the bear. There was a bear constellation in the sky. I woke up for that. And I'm looking up there, and she starts, and I said, oh, I see it. I see it. Oh my goodness. And it took up the opening between the trees. And honest to goodness, I saw the bear constellation. I really did. And I fell right back to sleep. Right the next day, we were there with her cousin Larry. So we got our little, we made cowboy coffee. It was so cool. And we're sitting in our little chairs side by side, and we're sitting, I'm in the middle, and they're talking back and forth. I'm in the middle about the bear constellation. And I'm thinking, God is so awesome. You know, that is just an awesome experience. And I look out into the field, and there's a plain field out there with some wildflowers, yellow and pink and red and purple, lavender. And at the tree line in the distance, I see this golden, beautiful bear come out. It was the most beautiful bear I had ever seen in my whole life. Not that I'm a bear watcher, but you don't have bears in the city. And it's just gorgeous. It was like a golden brown, and she had a white ring around her neck with little like blonde hairs sticking out. It was really pretty. And how did I know that it was a girl? She had a cub. The cub was running right behind her, and she was in good health. She was really full, and she looked like she really dug being a mom. She was just running along there, you know, just real happy. And they're talking bear constellation. I said, there's a bear right there. And we're all sitting together, and they got up and went that way. Eva went to get her camera, and he went to get a rifle because it had a scope on it where he could see the bear clearer. Well, she ran behind a ridge for a watering hole, and we couldn't see her. But evidently, she might have heard us, or she sniffed us because they have really good sense of smell. And she came up onto the ridge, and her baby was right next to her, and her nose started going this way and that way, trying to sniff us. But the wind was coming towards us, not going towards her. So she sat there for a while, doing her old snifferoo. And I just knew that that was my bear. Forever and ever and ever. She was about 250 yards away, which is what, 750 feet? Which is comfortable enough, really, for a bear. And I really had a wonderful time at that ranch and saw all kinds of amazing things. I saw antelope herds running. You know, just, I saw about three antelope herds. And then Eva put out a surveillance camera at her well. She has this well, a tremendous well, and the animals come there to drink water. Well, I hadn't seen an elk, and they're supposed to have elk everywhere. I don't believe it. I don't see an elk. But I heard an elk bugling. That's what they call it. They call it bugling when it makes noises to call its mate, which is really called a cow. I didn't like that either, but that's okay. And she put this camera there, and the next day we're reviewing it, and there was this elk, a young elk, that came across that camera to drink water, so I got to see the elk. Never heard coyotes, though. Not one coyote. And we had heard that people are going in there, they're poaching and they're killing coyotes for money because they have like a surplus of coyotes. Well, it must have scared them because there was not a coyote to be found. What does that have to do with my spirituality? What does it have to do with what I want to impart with you today? It has to do everything. It has to do with everything that you are and everything that you want in your life. It has to do with seeing the blessings in your own life. It has to do with turning your negatives into positives. You know, life and death and birth and illness, laughter and joy and happiness, they're all just state of minds. In this church, I have come to Millie's classes for like 17 years. I retired. And the constitution and the principle has always been love. And when we pray, the prayers, the words that you use are always constituted in love. Because our loving Father is so great that he can only hear love. So make sure that when you pray that you give loving prayers. It's really, really important. And when we suffer, don't think that he doesn't hear you because you're suffering, because he does hear you suffering, because you're suffering in love, either lack of or need more or want more or need to give more. How about that one? We need to give more love. Sometimes love is a very peculiar word or emotion. People don't understand what it is. You know, they say they love you. We say we love each other. You know, we run in little units that we have common likes with each other. But what is love really? Well, love is the human kindness of unconditional love, no matter what religion you're in, no matter what your belief system is, no matter what you look like, because love is a universal emotion and the only true emotion on earth. It is the God emotion. It is coming from a higher source. So, is it easy to live in love all the time? No, it is not. But it's always nice to know that it's ever present. Just because I'm having a bad day doesn't mean you all are having a bad day. We don't all have the bad day at the same time. So I say, be an example to one another, because you never know when you're the teacher in somebody else's life. And make your lessons lovingly, because you never know who's watching you. You know, the watch your words and watch your thoughts and watch your actions? That's really true. And if you think ill of someone, eventually that comes back around and gets you. Ooh, practice that for a couple of days. See how miserable you get. It's really real. That stuff is real. And I really love the internet now, but I never used to, because I get God stories. People send me God stories now, which is really cool. I got a God story from Rita's husband not long ago, and that was really nice that he was thought of me to share that with. God stories are real, and they happen, and miracles are alive for all of us. Thank you for your prayers for Iris. Thank you for your continued prayers for me in this difficult time, because I know that once we have cancer, we have cancer, whether it lays dormant for a year or 10 years, or in some case, a lady's life, 35 years. She got it when she was 35, and she passed away at 70, but she had 35 extra years to live, you know, to watch her children grow and stuff. So with that, I hope you got something out of it. I sure like being up here and watching all your beamy faces, and I give my congratulations to Millie, who allowed me to stand up here before you and paid for all of my expenses and my travel. Thank you.
She's a pretty cute little chicken, isn't she?
Yeah. Does everybody know her real God story? Anybody here not know her real God story? Anybody like to hear her real God story? Do you see that beautiful face that she gets to carry around with her? Do you know that she had a candle up here in her sleep again? Tipped the candle, it came down over the side of her face, stuck her eyes together, stuck her lips together. Yeah, they took her into the burn center, and not just scared her, but scared everybody. Look at her face. You think prayer doesn't work? There's not a scar on her face. She looks like a little baby. And didn't she look beautiful standing up here? Wow. That's our Yolanda. Look close when you get a chance. Grab her and look close. There's not a scar on her face. You tell me prayer doesn't work? You bet it does.